minutes of uninterrupted music you love.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Tzaneen 21. The taps remain dry in areas of Lanesia South after Joburg water cut off supply to the area due to illegal connections. The informal settlement in Lanesia South has endured 3 days of no water, leading disgruntled residents to block roads with burning tires. Joburg Water will this morning meet with community leaders. Community leader Tabo Mbekiana says the violent protest has now shifted into a looting spree for criminals.
Currently, the situation is getting worse because there is not even a drop of water in the area, and the residents are getting angry day by day. And now we're experiencing the element of criminality whereby these youngsters or these criminals are breaking the shops here, and which is uncalled for. So it's so disturbing, so disturbing. We cannot go on like this.
The Border Management Authority says no trucks are allowed to cross the Lebobo border post since yesterday. This comes as violence has broken out once again in Mozambique after the elections. The BMA's Meme Mokgotse says this disrupted traffic and caused road closures.
Yesterday we had to temporarily suspend operations due to the unrest that were happening on the Mozambican side. We were processing those travelers. Mozambican systems were not functional on the processing of cargo, so we had to also temporarily suspend our operations on cargo processing.
New rules are expected to be implemented next year aimed at regulating traditional healers, but they claim they were not part of initial engagements. The regulation will require traditional healers to register with the Interim Traditional Healthcare Practitioners Council, as it aims to integrate traditional healing into formal healthcare systems to improve patient care. The African National Healers Association's director, Dr. Mpo Mosondo, says some requirements are unreasonable.
The initiation process, for example, on the regulation that they put out, they want you to initiate for 12 months or more. It's not the same as scientific medicine. That's what the department needs to get here.
Sudan's warring parties traded accusations of deadly attacks on civilians as fighting raged between the regular army and paramilitaries. The army-backed government accused the paramilitary rapid support forces of causing at least 120 civilian deaths over 2 days. Jacaranda FM News spoke to a resident of Sudan.
When the clash happened between the rapid support force and Sudan army, it happens in exactly the area I live. It was on Saturday, you know, I was just taking rest. Then I heard the sound of a guns in my area.
Listen to the full story on jackrandfm.com. Click on audio on demand. And Dolly Parton's foundation has made an investment of more than 800 million rand to help launch the Nashville Public Library's new early literacy program. The program will help ensure that every child in Nashville starts reading early. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister betogingsdier voort in Lanesia Suid, nadat Johannesburg water onwettige aanhegings afsny.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.